Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
So y'all keep them in prayer. I'm going to pray and let you get going. Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord. We thank you for Christine and her ministry and her husband and his support and work in that ministry. And we pray tonight the Holy Spirit would speak to her through her as she ministers the word of the Lord to us. Let us have ears to receive what the Spirit says, and then let us be quick to obey. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come and share the word in our home church. Praise God. The Lord put this on my heart a couple of weeks ago. Just what are we waiting for? And I just started praying over it. And you know, I hope that this word encourages you tonight. That maybe you know that maybe you have witnessing as part of your daily life. Maybe that you're a soul winner and you're just on fire for God. I pray that this word will just give you even more encouragement. Or maybe you're struggling tonight and you really want to go and do things for Jesus, but maybe you've struggled with some barriers. Maybe there's been some anxieties or some insecurities or some things that maybe have been a struggle for you and have maybe held you back. And I pray this word tonight will give you encouragement. Amen. So that we can know that we are all called into the harvest field of souls. We all have a calling and a gifting in our life. Amen. And we have all been commissioned. So I want to share with you some scriptures, and I pray that this will just set you on fire tonight. Amen. And that we'll just spend some time with the Lord in prayer, and maybe we can get Brother Craig back up here and do a worship song or so and just pray before we leave tonight. So some of the scriptures are on the screen and you can read with us, but if you would please turn to John chapter 4 verse 35. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. John 4, 35. Do you not say that there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. He was letting them know, you know, there was a time frame there where we look for the harvest. When we plant seed, we're going to look and there's going to be that time frame where the harvest would come. But Jesus was letting them know the harvest is here. The harvest is here right now. We need to know that as people of God, everywhere we go, there's a harvest field. Amen. When we're in the prison, a lot of times we'll see everybody's white. And when you read that scripture, you can't help but get a little tickled because everybody is wearing white and the field is white, ready for harvest. Amen. And you know, and so it's easy to picture that there. But let's go. And now we want to turn. You can hold your place in John 4 because we're going to come back there. But I want you to turn to Matthew 9 for a minute. Amen. And he said, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And I love to read this scripture because it's talking about Jesus's compassion and how he was compelled to touch lives. Amen. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." See, Jesus didn't have barriers. It tells me there that he went about in the cities and the villages preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people, and he was moved with compassion. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Regardless of our personal Christian priorities, we must realize every day that men, women, and children are dying without a personal relationship with Christ. It's got to be part of our forefront as men and women of God. We've got to know that every day there is someone who doesn't know the Lord. Sometimes it's hard for us to grasp and to get our mind around the topic that someone hasn't heard about Jesus. But when we go into the prisons on a weekly basis, I'm amazed at the people who have come to me. Even recently, a young woman who let me know for weeks she never came up for prayer, and I never didn't really know what was going on in her life. And for weeks and weeks, we would minister to her. And then all of a sudden, she came up to me one night and she said, I believe I've received the Lord as my Savior. She says, but I just feel so bad. I just feel just an evil presence, and I'm not sure of my salvation. So I prayed with her and I told talked to her for a while and I said, you know what? You are saved. Amen. If you've asked Christ into your life, you are saved. You can release all of that garbage and you are saved. Amen. Boy, you should have seen the smile on her face. And so after service that night, I was looking all around and I was trying to find her to see where she was. And she's in the very back and she gives me two thumbs up with the biggest smile on her face you'd ever seen. About a week later, I get to sit down at a table with her. And she says, you know, I came in here and I didn't even know who the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost was. Can you believe that? Amen. She said, all my life, I thought living was material things. I thought that living was getting more things. And I was consumed with that. And my heart was hard. And I didn't even enjoy when someone rejoiced. It's almost like she said, I enjoyed that there was evil. She says, it was almost like I enjoyed when people felt pain and I didn't want to be that way. She says, but my heart was like a stone. She said, but through this time, and she's been in Christian classes for about close to 6 months. She said, through this time, my heart's been softening up. She said, and now I've asked Jesus into my life. She can't wipe the smile off of her face. She said, I've already told my mom I'm going to try to take it easy on you, but I'm already writing them letters, and she's already telling them about this new life that she has. She says, I finally understand now what living is all about. Amen. It doesn't get any better than that. Amen. It doesn't get any better than that because she did not know. And I think, Lord, do we take it for granted every day? Do we take it for granted every day because we feel unqualified? We feel not smart enough, not good enough, unworthy enough, you know? And we take it for granted. I'm telling you, we just need to go. Amen. Jesus has given us an assignment, Matthew 28, 19 through 20. He said, go therefore and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.